Surprise! Big news today for our Kingdom Fit Moms communities. We are launching our next Real Food Reset in just a few days, and doors are open for our broader community to join us. So normally we reserve our Real Food Reset only for those inside of Fit Moms Accelerator or Fit Moms Academy as a way to keep practicing real food, sharing recipes, having accountability, and some boundaries for 2 weeks straight. But this time I felt the Holy Spirit impress on me to open this reset up. I think there are some of you who just want to try it, and so I want to give you the opportunity. But on today's podcast, I want to touch on what a real food reset is and how you can shift your mindset to loving real food, understanding what it is, and how it can really change the rest of your life. So let's dive in. Hey, welcome to the Kingdom Fit Moms podcast, where we believe that you can go on a journey to lose weight for the last time. I know you've tried all the things and you may not believe me yet, but when you do weight loss the Kingdom Fit Moms way, everything changes. You're in the right place if weight is constantly on your mind, you're confused about food, you're missing out on memories, and maybe even putting your dreams off for another day because this weight struggle is no joke. We're a community and we're on a mission to invite God into this weight loss journey so you can shed the burden and shine your light. I want you to start living and believing in the version of yourself that heaven sees. Let's get started. Today's episode is all about how amazing real food is and how focusing on it can simplify everything in your weight loss journey, I promise you. But did you know that we start the next Real Food Reset on March 20th, just a few days away, and you have plenty of time to prepare your fridge and your pantry to spend 2 weeks with us? Many of my past resetters have lost 5 or more pounds in just a 2 week time frame. They've highlighted how much they love the daily emails filled with real food insights and encouragement so they can understand the science behind real food. That's really my passion, to help restore the glory of God and to help you to see that food is your very best medicine. The Real Food Reset, it's a perfect way to get back on track if you've been floundering in poor food choices for a while now, maybe since the new year, if we're being real. Boundaries for a season are incredibly healthy, and the best part is you don't have to count calories or macros or any of that. You get 2 weeks of community, accountability, and coaching inside of our private group, and all of this is yours for only $47. This is an incredible opportunity to work with me and meet our fellow fit moms. They're amazing, and you'll get to see the scale drop fast. So go down to the show notes and sign up today. What is real food and why do I care so much about it? Real food. The very simplest way to explain this is if God made it, you can eat it. The example I like to give is an apple. You pick it from a tree. It's just an apple. There's no label that comes with it. It just is what it is. You could take that apple and you could make applesauce, which makes it a step removed from its original design, but you could make real food applesauce as long as you skip all the preservatives, sugar, etc. Then you have an apple fritter, which yes, there is some real food in it, but there's a lot of parts of it that are delicious, but not real food. And then you have an apple Laffy Taffy, which is, there's really nothing real or God made about it. It's all man-made synthetic food. You could also look at a sweet potato, which is a great real food. Potatoes are not bad. You can eat carbs. And then you might make them into sweet potato fries. And then again, depending how you prepare them, you're removing the original purity of that food if you, you know, have it in a bag that is fried in something. You get the idea. So I know that many of you listening have been knee or maybe belly or chin deep in diets. So this may seem too good to be true to just focus on something so simple, right? But let's really think about it here for a minute. I think this is important to recognize that Satan has infiltrated literally every area of society, and it's getting worse. I think we could all agree. And, you know, some examples are education, business, healthcare, our families. I mean, you get the idea. Satan has deceived us greatly into believing so many lies about food, you guys. And we dive really deep into this, into the accelerator, And this is a big part of the initial breakthrough for my students, because once the lies are exposed, you're able to move forward in truth. You start to recognize how money and government and systems of the world have infiltrated food and how it's not the way that God designed it. We have been believing for a long time that food has to be complicated as a society, and that sweets and things in bags or packages, that's normal food, right? That's what we have been believing, but it's a lie. And God created food perfectly, and we have very much overcomplicated it. But when we're able to renew our minds around food and enjoy real food for what it is and for what it does to your body, when you get in the habit of eating it regularly, then you get to the point where you don't want to go back to your old processed food ways of eating, because you feel and you look so much better. So we now know, okay, what real food is. It's no label, minimal ingredients, aim for five or less. You can pick it or grow it. So what is the big deal with the real food reset, and why is this such an important part of our culture inside of Kingdom Fit Moms, and specifically inside of my Fit Moms Accelerator and Fit Moms Academy communities? So y'all know I don't advocate for you to go living this lifestyle of counting macros, counting calories, eliminating carbs, whatever you've been doing. It's not sustainable. It's not the way we're designed. And frankly, it's enslaving, right? So I have come to the realization through trying all these other things that the best way to just live is to understand what food we are created to eat and to eat those foods. Again, I never count anything. I just know how my body thrives on eating the food it was designed to eat. So I eat it. It's very, very simple. But I thought I would explain to you a little bit about why it's so valuable to be a part of a real food reset in community. So it really gives us that opportunity to practice eating real food and all of the different things that will come up for you that are objections or questions or excuses. So I just wanted to throw all those out there right now and help you to understand maybe the bigger picture of why you could do this and how it can be so life-changing. So what is real food? We've talked about that, but then I know there are a lot of gray areas. And so when you join our Real Food Reset, I am here inside of our Facebook community to answer any questions like, can I have cheese or certain meats or yogurt or whatever your questions are? We do give you an entire real food list, but obviously it can't be completely exhaustive. So if you aren't sure what to eat, what counts and what doesn't, then I can help you. Now, I know a lot of you are hesitant to do something like this, to really commit to 2 weeks of pure God food eating, because maybe your family isn't on board. And that is, again, another amazing part of being in our community, because you have, I don't even know how many people are in it right now, but several dozens of women who are there to support you and to cheer you on and to give you ideas and to remind you that your health is worth fighting for, that you can have boundaries, that you can say no, and nobody's going to die because you said no to eating processed foods or whatever. And you're actually creating a legacy for your family. With any big change in your family, it's going to take some adjustments. It's going to take some, shift around what is the norm. And so this is a great way to have people in your corner to help support you. And now some of you might be thinking, well, I don't really like a lot of real food. Maybe you're hesitant with certain vegetables or fruit or whatever that is. Maybe you don't eat much meat. And being in the Real Food Reset, it gives you a chance to try these foods in new ways. And I bet if you keep trying it or cooking it differently or spicing it in a different way, you might like it more than you think. Your taste buds also grow accustomed to what you eat regularly. So if you're always eating things in packages that are designed to be addictive, then it's going to be hard to eat Brussels sprouts and broccoli and find them enjoyable. So it takes some time and practice. So there has to be this mindset shift of, I'm willing to do this hard work. I'm willing to eliminate the junk. I'm willing to give this a try and see how my body responds. And then you might discover that you actually like this food a lot more than you thought. Now, a lot of women will tell me that they do well for a while and then they get off track. So inside of the Real Food Reset, you have 2 full weeks to test this with other people to keep you accountable. So you're going to want to show up and show people what you're cooking and to be really proud of the results that you get. And then if you still need help after that, you can certainly join us inside of Fit Moms Accelerator for ongoing support. But just being in the reset is such an amazing place to start and to stay on track. Now, a lot of women tell me that they also succumb to emotional eating. They get stressed, they get busy, they had a bad day or whatever, and then they find themselves in the pantry. Well, inside of the Real Food Reset, I give you a daily email for encouragement and perspective and scriptural references that are designed to keep you on track, to stay in that mindset of this is worth the fight. And again, when you have boundaries in place, like I'm just not eating that right now, I'm not eating the jelly beans, I'm not eating the Easter candy, it allows you to say yes or no with clarity, okay? And we have a lot of fun inside of this community sharing what one another are cooking. And we would love to have you inside of this reset. So I want to invite you. You can either decide to come hop into Fit Moms Accelerator for free access, or you can go directly to the link below to join when the reset starts on March 20th. So you can join today, start getting prepared, and get set up for an amazing 2 weeks with us. And of course, I know you want to lose weight, right? That's why you're here listening to this podcast, and you will be amazed at how when we just eat the food God made, the weight falls off. God's food is naturally lower calorie, and it keeps you full longer when you do it in the right way. It doesn't have to be complicated. We just have to start doing things His way and the rest works itself out. Isn't that like every other area of life too? When we just trust His good and perfect plan, things work out for our good because He is a good God. So come reset your body with us on the next Real Food Reset. Hop down to the show notes for the link and we'll see you there. Hey Fit Mom, if this episode blessed you today and you can think of somebody else who's struggling in her weight loss journey, would you consider sharing this week's episode with her to give her a sense of hope? And then while you're at it, hop on over to our free Facebook community, Kingdom Fit Moms, for daily encouragement and support. Let's go shed the weight to shine the light.